Okay, so let me turn to a new topic of conversation. And let's go to the movies. I had posted World Peace and other fourth grade achievements, and the TED Talk, a link to the TED Talk by a public teacher in Virginia and Franklin. How this guy got away with this, I don't know. You know, if he'd been in New York or LA, he'd probably be dead for doing this. But the guy has created a world peace game, and it's really about global geopolitics and the economy. And the thing is unbelievably realistic and unbelievably detailed. And you got fourth graders talking about geopolitics the way I talk about geopolitics, and everybody says, "Oh, you know, you're brilliant. You know so much." Blah, 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 blah. It's incredible. I mean, if you look at the education these kids are getting, they're really getting an education about how the world and the economy really work as a dynamic ecosystem. It's wonderful. It's amazing. And it's a reminder that we really can understand the economy and we really can understand how the world works if we have the right tools. And I wanted to post it because I had a wonderful breakfast with some people in San Francisco, just bright, talented, creative, and we were talking about economics and how we teach each other about economics, how we learn about finance and money. And I wanted to just mention, I have something called Economics, a curriculum, Economics 101. My pastor asked me to write something for his high school class, and so I just, not knowing how to write curriculum, I just did it anyway. Anyway, but when I finished looking at it, I said, "Wow, this is something any group of adults could sit down and do." And another link that we'll post with this O'Leary report that I mentioned when I was talking in breakfast was, and it's something I think I've talked to you about before, Franklin. There's a wonderful group in Vermont that has something called Community Questing, and they design treasure hunts to teach people about the history and ecology of their place. And it's just fascinating. They have two books now. We'll post the links. But I wanted to mention all these things to you because if we're going to learn about our world and if we're going to learn about our economy and if we're going to start, all solutions require that we get out of ourselves and start to look around us and say, okay, what's going on in this financial ecosystem or what's going on in this food ecosystem and where is there an opportunity for me to make a positive difference in a way that's good for me? But it starts with taking the time to understand, you know, everything around you. And it's funny, if you look at all the different businesses that Franklin's built, I'll just brag on Franklin now, but if you talk to him and his family about how they got going, which you hear all these stories about, oh, well, you know, we saw that there was this missing in the world and they needed this and blah, blah, blah. And so you get a picture of people who are not looking at their own troubles so much as they're looking around and saying, what needs to be done and how do we do that in a way which is mutually energizing? And in this sort of milieu of just sitting around and learning, we've got to make it fun. You know, one of the things I saw when I was up in Rogue Valley and up in Montana is, Franklin, everybody feels strained by the negativity of so many of the things that are going on. And that's why I think it's essential that we recommit ourselves to having fun. Whenever I come over to the Top of the World Fun, Top of the World Fun, whenever I come over to the Top of the World Farm, I'm always struck by how much fun you guys are having. So, anyway, so the way to, you know, the way to solve all solutions are going to require we get out of our own problems and look around and see what's need doing. But I wanted to suggest to you that there are ways to do it. We'll put up those links if they're helpful. And there are ways to do it that are fun, which is absolutely, absolutely essential. I don't know if you wanted to add anything to that, Franklin, because you're someone who understands, you know, your economy, all the economy around you.
Well, I just, you know, you say that it has to be fun. I couldn't get my wife to do it if it weren't fun. So I don't really have any choice about that. But why would you keep on doing something you don't like? I mean, I think one of the tragedies of modern life is that people keep on doing, out of a sense of duty or maybe out of a sense of desperation, they keep on doing this thing that they don't really like to do. And the fact is, most successful people will tell you, "Yeah, I can't wait to go to work in the morning. I really love doing it."
See, the
And so,
greatest way to tell that there's no market there is because you're not having fun. No. It's your spirit will tell you where there's, you know, it's what Thomas Hupp calls the juice. You know, you find the juice. And in that, I just wanted to mention quickly before we go, I had a great conversation. I was telling Franklin about this earlier. I got an email from the editor of McTribe, which is a website and magazine that covers apps. And he said, we're doing a story on financial apps, and we wanted to talk about the Gold and Silver Calculator app, which we now have an iPhone and Android app. And Franklin and I keep suggesting to everybody that they start transacting with gold and silver currency. You know, don't talk about whether or not you can create a community currency. Just do it. So I got on the phone with this guy, fascinating, brilliant guy. We'll see what the article looks like. You know, but I said, Franklin, we talked about currency, we talked about food systems, and what we really talked about was, okay, why do you have to have control of your food system, you know, and why do you need a free food system? Why do you need free currencies? Why do you need all these things to be free? And it was amazing because this guy who's got an IT background could follow me between food and money and freedom and places and the global financial system. You know, he could go up to the top and down to the bottom and across. And I thought, well, this is really helpful because something is happening that are helping people integrate all the dots. And I think part of the tapeworm coming out of the closet and Congress proposing 30,000 drones flying around in our skies is getting people to realize, oh, you know, this is about everything. It's not about this or that. It's about everything. And to me, that was an unbelievably positive development.
Well, but see, Catherine, there are a lot of people out there like that. And they feel isolated, or maybe the people they run into are the sort of people that you characterize as having negative energy. But there are a lot of people out there. It's not, you know, part of the lie is that the whole country's gone to hell. Everybody's just a welfare drag, you know, and welfare drone, and all the entrepreneurial people are gone. That's not true at all. I mean, I'm
meeting people every
day.
And if there's any message I'm learning from going around, and, you know, we've been having lunches with subscribers as I go around, you know, the message is you're not alone. There are a lot of, it's just what that client of mine predicted this year. He's a very smart guy. He said the people on the line are going to find themselves in 2012, and that's going to change everything. So, okay, well, Franklin, God bless you. Thank you so much for everything, and we'll be talking next month.
Well, thanks for having me on.